With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Cayman's police crew returns from their hurricane relief mission in the Bahamas. Radio Cayman's Felicia Solens has more.
RCIPS flight crew and helicopter X-Ray 1 return home after its six-day deployment to the Bahamas. The crew appeared to be in good spirits upon arrival, happy to be home, and happier to have helped the islands sadly left ravaged in Hurricane Dorian's wake. Captain Nigel Pitt.
Very emotional. When we first went to the point of the disaster, Marsh Harbour, and you see the devastation, a lump in your throat, tear in your eye, you couldn't even talk about it amongst ourselves, you know, because you knew or you could imagine what the people had been through.
Governor Martin Roper, the Honourable Premier Alden McLaughlin, and Honourable Deputy Governor Franz Manderson were among the group present to greet and thank the crew for their tireless efforts. The governor says they've done an incredible job.
Well, I think it's incredibly proud for all of us to welcome back the helicopter crew. We all recognise that our friends in the Bahamas have gone through a really terrible time, but to be able to send our helicopter and help them out, I think is really special. And they've done an incredible job over a long week, and it's nice to come to the airport personally to thank them for everything that they have done today.
The role RCIPS played in the relief effort was a success, and it was an experience they won't soon forget. Felicia Rankin-Solins for Radio Cayman News.
During the six-day deployment, 42 missions were flown from Nassau and 125 evacuees carried by X-Ray 1 and the crew. We also learned today that a new chopper is headed our way later this year. His Excellency the Governor issued a statement today expressing thanks to staff at the Elections Office for their, quote, excellent work and dedication in verifying signatures on the petition for a people's-initiated referendum on the crew's berthing project. The Elections Office announced Wednesday it had received 5,305 cruise port referendum petition signature verification forms, exceeding the 5,292 signatures needed to satisfy Section 70 of the Cayman Islands Constitutional Order 2009. The governor said it's clear that the threshold to trigger a referendum has been reached, and the Elections Office will now be working to ensure that it's conducted in a fair, transparent, and professional manner. He said this will be a historic moment for the Cayman Islands and a reflection of the mature democracy that has evolved here. It has been 15 years since Hurricane Ivan hit Grand Cayman, and as Cayman faces the 2019 hurricane season, Hazard Management Cayman Islands Director Danielle Coleman tells CIGTV the country has come a long way in developing its hurricane preparation plans.
Cayman Islands system is much more robust than it was back then. We obviously had the National Hurricane Committee. We've now formed since 2007 the actual Hazard Management Office, and that's a full-time office that deals with all hazards. The National Emergency Operations Centre nowadays is located in the Government Admin Building. The system itself, the infrastructure itself, is a very robust one.
She says the NEOC itself hosts annual training for personnel and disaster simulations to constantly test Cayman's preparations and strategies, and legislation's been streamlined to allow MCI and the National Emergency Council to work quickly and efficiently if something does happen.
We also have tools such as Crisis Hub, which is a missing persons tools that we've been working on with the Governor's Office and the Red Cross to make sure, and Casualty Bureau, to make sure that we can find missing persons in the event of a disaster very quickly and we can map those people out. We also have what we call the WebEAC, which is a web-based emergency operations centre, so all that data from the shelters as well as from the actual NEAC itself can be captured in the event of a disaster. So we can keep a trail of information, make sure we're being transparent and accountable to all.
Ms. Coleman says the number of community emergency response teams has increased. They act as first responders for their communities in the immediate aftermath of a disaster. Another improvement? Continuity planning.
It's not just what we're doing beforehand. It's like, how do we respond afterwards? How do we make sure that business is back up and running in the Cayman Islands to avoid any mishaps in the economy, for example? So the continuity of operations planning, both the training as well as the plans themselves, are enormously important to make sure that government can function in the aftermath of any disaster.
For tips on how you can protect your home and family, head to caymanprepared.ky. So far, so good, say officials at the Department of Environment in their ongoing efforts to protect Cayman's green parrot. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego has more.
The Department of Environment launched its parrot amnesty back in August in an effort to correct the problem of people possessing or selling a Cayman parrot, which is illegal. Since the launch of the amnesty, DOE's head of terrestrial unit, Fred Burton, says they've had a strong initial response.
Upwards of 25 people have called in with their parrots requesting appointments to get registered. What we're doing is we're accumulating the contact details, information from people who call in, so that we can consolidate registration efforts in districts at specific times, so we're not sort of running around the island doing this parrot by parrot, the other parrot doing it in an organised fashion.
Mr. Burton says the local parrot population on both Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac remains critically low in the wake of Hurricanes Ivan in 2004 and Paloma in 2008. The parrot's ability to recover from those storms and human-induced threats is also compromised through ongoing habitat loss. Residents who are currently keeping Cayman parrots as pets will be given until February 29, 2020, to register those birds with the Department of Environment. After that period, any unregistered Cayman parrots still being kept as pets may be seized by DOE conservation officers, and the birds' owners can be fined for possessing or keeping them illegally.
We expect we'll start the actual registrations in October, and we've got Karen Rosenthal, the former vet dean at St. Matthew's University, is going to come down and give us a hand. So we have a very highly qualified avian vet present when we do the first bit tagging plant and the health screens of the parrots. So starting off well.
During Wednesday's National Conservation Council general meeting, Mr. Burton said parrots that have been registered are from Grand Cayman and one from Cayman Brac so far. Reporting for Rita Cayman News, I'm Shanta Gallego.
The Utility Regulation and Competition Office is wrapping up its consultation on the proposed consumer protection regulations for the fuel sector this week. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller speaks with Chief Fuels Inspector Duke Monroe about the next steps.
How much time is left on the public consultation for the fuel sector's consumer protection regulations?
Consultation will now wrap up on the 13th of September, which is Friday coming.
Have you got much feedback yet?
So far, we've gotten some feedback, including sector participants, members of the public, some industry players. But what we have been seeing in recent times is all of the feedback, or at least most of it, comes in within the last two days. So we do expect that we will be seeing quite a few, at least from five or six of the major stakeholders within the fuel industry getting back to us, and maybe other interest groups will be coming back to us by that time. So we're awaiting those feedback, because I think it's going to be crucial to help us to shape those regulations.
What are these regulations designed to address, and what are the next steps after the public consultation period ends?
The fuel sector proposed consumer protection regs are primarily designed to address the short and long-term interests of consumers. So our regulatory function, as we know, is really to ensure that we keep the industry fair, we ensure that there is a minimum level of service, we ensure there is reliability, we ensure that we protect both the utility providers and the consumers at the same time. The CPR now comes in to ensure that in delivering this service that we don't ignore the consumers who can be vulnerable at times in some of the sectors, and they need to have recourse, they need to have certain minimum information to make informed decision in utilizing the utilities economically, efficiently, safety. So this consumer protection reg, CPR, are really designed to ensure that those things are in place and the consumer has a voice in shaping those regulations. After we consult, we take on board all the comments we receive, all the feedback, the input, balance it, we put together all the recommendations, and we send that to Cabinet. Under ideal circumstances, can be about 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months. So at the end of this process, we'll be looking at that.
Chief Fuels Inspector Duke Monroe speaking with Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller. Responses to the consultation must be submitted before 5 p.m. tomorrow and should be emailed to consultations@offreg.ky. James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim's modern classic Into the Woods hits the Prospect Playhouse.
Into the Woods is an incredible show about suspending your whatever you're going through in your everyday life. If you see Into the Woods, you will be taken on a journey outside of that for the duration of the show.
Co-director Barry Quappe says a lot of work's gone into this deliciously dark comedy, and she hopes everyone will come out and see it.
The morals of each character tie into their characters, and I think Sherry, as producer, said at one point, she said, people might have to see the show twice to pick up on all the messages. Because that's the level of writing from James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim that we're trying to do justice to.
Into the Woods is rated PG due to mild violence and moderate adult themes. You can find out more at cds.ky. That's your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.